we wanted to repeat our understanding of Vibhav to see if it was correct, and then we can go to Anubhav and Sattvika Bhav. So it's these are all in.
What is this book?
Well, this is
Bhaktirasamrita.
Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. We use both to try to.
By?
This is Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami. Hmm.
Again.
So, our understanding is that Vibhav is causes the basic causes for emotion, Bhav, and could be divided into two. The basic, most basic cause is Alamban, which means the devotee and Krishna, Ashraya and Vishaya. That is the basic cause. And other cause or stimulus is Udipan, Krishna's flute, etc. These are the basic ingredient, basic cause for love. That is correct?
To some extent.
To some extent. Because what we are trying to understand is Alamban and Udipan in same category of Vibhav. So what is the characteristic that is similar between them? It seems they are both causes for Bhav, or basic ingredient.
Jaiva Dharma, where is Bhav?
Chapter. Chapter 26.
26? What is the meaning of Vibhav?
It's the cause of Bhav.
Vibhav. Vishesh Bhav. There is a sattva. Do you know sattva? Any sadhak, sincere sadhak, has some sraddha and bhav for Krishna. Simple sraddha and simple akarshan towards Krishna bhakti. Every sadhak. When this bhav seeing anything develops, that is vibhav. When it reads in books, Krishna pastimes, and the pastimes of his Parikar, and see anything which depletes his bhav, that is vibhavana. Vibhav, vibhavana. That is called vibhav. Vibhav, vibhavana. Vardhit karna. Badhana. What? To gradually develop that bhav is vibhavana. How it develops? Hearing the pastimes of Krishna, the Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela of Krishna and the Parikar Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, and the pastime between Krishna and the Parikars. The shape of gopis, shape of Krishna, shape of qualities of Krishna, qualities of, by reading, by hearing, all the bhav is develops. That is, to by seeing or by reading, that thing, it is vibhavit, then it is called vibhav. Like, Vishaya Krishna, Ashraya Bhakta, and the things by seeing or by hearing, bhav becomes gradually developed. That is Uddipak. These are called vibhav.
The devotee, Parikar of the Lord, he is also Alamban for another devotee's daibhav. For if one devotee sees another, a very associated Krishna, so he is Alamban for his daibhav.
What? Again?
If another devotee, if thinking about Sudama, Sridham, that is, my Staibhav becomes stimulated. That, so he is Sudam or Sridham, he is
Uddipan.
He is Uddipan. Now I understand. So it is those things that stimulate or bring out the emotion.
Three things stimulates: Krishna, Ashraya, and all the things which helps this pastime.
Then Anubhav is then, there's the stimulation, Vibhav, and Anubhav is the bodily manifestation, when it, how it manifests in the body. The ecstasy, the emotion will manifest.
Anumansa. Anu means go behind.
Oh, to follow.
To follow. That is called Anu. Anu means a part also. By seeing Krishna, by seeing devotees, by any Uddipana, in heart, bhav grows up. Then what will be the condition of this body? By seeing Krishna, the sattva becomes vikrita, Vikriti, no?
Agitated. Disturbed. Like.
Vikar, like disturbed. Not disturbed, but like. Then, this, on this physical body, there are some symptoms. First, system is in our heart, in our mind. And then, body follows by that system. After that, following, that is called anubhava.
Udvashvar
also it can be done.
It's the same.
Same.
So first the mind and then the body.
Body. Not mind, but chitta, when kya Hindi mein? Jab chitta. चित्त जब भावना से आक्रांत होता है, भावना से आक्रांत होता है तब ऐसा होगा. When chit is no English word for me. ठीक है, पहुंच गया.
मैं आज लेकर जाऊंगा, लेकिन आज आज मैं प्रथम वाले में आऊंगा और लूंगी, तो भी मैं बाकी को ले जाऊंगा.
बाकी को ले जा रहा है, गाड़ी से जाएगा,
स्कूटर से
जाएगा. जाओ
ले जाओ,
ले जाओ. हम
नहीं, आज भंडारा था, हमारा कोई काम नहीं.
तो तुम लोग सब देख लो, प्रेमानंद जय भंडारे के मालिक है, उससे पूछ लो. हमको कोई जाने से आने से कोई आपत्ति नहीं, अन्यथा तुम दोनों ही पे प्रसाद पाओ. जाओ परिक्रमा देगा पूरा. इसमें पिताजी से कोई बंठन नहीं रही तो सब ठीक है. तो
चुप जैसा करेंगे ठीक है.
ठीक है, दुकान में बैठते हैं तो दुकान में बैठेंगे, दुकान मत छोड़ देंगे. इज देयर एनी वर्ड देयर इन इंग्लिश और इन भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु अनुभव. व्हाट इज कॉल्ड अनुभव?
बॉडीली सिम्टम्स मैनिफेस्टेड बाय और शोन बाय अ डिवोटी इन एक्सप्रेसिंग एक्सटेटिक लव फॉर कृष्णा आर कॉल्ड अनुभव. प्रैक्टिकल एग्जांपल्स ऑफ अनुभव.
व्हाट इज हिज टेलिंग इन जैव धर्म अनुभव?
This is at the beginning of 27. At the beginning of 27. After Vibhav, by which attachment to Krishna is stimulated, now Udvasar, which brings into play visibly the emotions of the mind producing that attachment, are to be known as Anubhav. Though they seem to be abnormal conditions, they are outward expressions of mental emotions, mental feelings. Mental emotions are manifested by the external, extraordinary conditions, dance, rolling on the ground.
Take. No difficulty.
It's not clear from this the difference between sattvic and anubhav. Because, for instance, crying is a, comes in sattvic abhav and also comes in anubhav. So the difference between sattvic...
When it comes from sattva, then it is called sattvic. And this is done beyond sense. No action of sense at that time at sattvic. Forcibly it cannot be done. But anubhav, there is sense sometimes.
So sattvic is...
Sattvic comes from sattva, shuddha sattva. That is called sattvic. They have close connection, sattva and this thing.
So is sattvika bhav a higher?
They are also anubhav, but vishesh, so it is called sattvik. They are not in one kind of, all sattvik are one kind of anubhav. But they comes from sattva, so they are called sattvic. And without sense, and these garbha, man, asuva, ityadi. Even if one has sense, they can come.
It doesn't come through the... It stays in the heart and mind. Not coming through the body.
Sattvic?
Yeah.
No. You should read sattvic.
Yeah,
I cannot express in English.
Technical
words.
It's
the meaning is in words.
Yeah.
Sattvic means from sattva. Anubhav means after running mulbhav. So in Sanskrit it is clear.
Yes.
But in English it is not clear.
Yeah. It's in chapter 27, maybe one page or two pages after the definition of anubhav.
You can read
the definition. When the mind is overpowered by any concentrated thought relating to Krishna, that mind is called satta.
Satta. Sattva.
Or pure. And the emotions rising out of that pure soul are called sattvika bhava.
From that sattva. That is called sattvik.
It says also here, it says in sattvika bhav, emotions work independent of intellect.
I was telling.
Yeah.
At first I was telling that.
Yeah.
Independent.
So in anubhav there may be some...
Some knowledge. Not independent.
That is main difference?
Some difference.
Little difference.
Very little.
Is it considered higher state or just different way of expression?
Higher stage is sattvic.
It's higher.
The source of sattvic abhav is the pure heart.
Pure sattva.
They have
described what is sattva.
Yeah. So they describe it as pure emotion.
When it is affected by Krishna, pastimes, Krishna and Parikar, then it is called, that chitta is called sattva. And from sattva, all satyagdikar comes.
And anubhav comes from something else.
Something else.
What is that something else that the anubhav comes from?
Not directly like this.
Very subtle, very subtle. Is there a material example that can help us understand?
By chanting Harinam and reading by and by hearing.
Yeah.
If I was, I can clear it in Hindi, and if you understand, then it will be clear. But there are some technical words that I cannot. If as a mediator, this mediator, knowing Hindi and English, like that boy who is reading Sanskrit in
Satyanarayana.
Yeah.
He has technical knowledge.
I will tell him and he will clear you.
He cannot always come when we come. But
then anything?
So Yabhi Sari Bhav, they seem to be internal.
Internal.
Not bodily.
But yet they reflect.
Yeah, like also. But anubhav is bodily, just going directly to body.
But
and the avichari is internal and then comes out. So the difference of these is where in the origin and the soul, different parts of the person, pure person, are stimulated. So this is the difference between anubhav, satyikabhav and vyavichari.
Very little differences between all these things.
Yeah. Another question is,
does one need to have this type of knowledge to actually experience rasa when one hears Krishna's pastimes?
Must this technology, one must learn, must, when you read,
like say, even in 10th canto, Prabhupada is written in English. So also here in Nectar of Devotion, there's all different examples of Yabhi Sari Bhav. So we can understand, and then we can read.
You can understand very, very little. By reading pastimes of Krishna and the books of Rupa Goswami Raghunath and by chanting Harinam, try to know all these things. Without that, it will not be learned.
This technical knowledge, you must know this technical knowledge to be able to feel and taste, you must have.
It can help us. Help us.
Because Krishna book, Prabhupada, English, but 10th canto, Krishna book. So these symptoms are there. The different satyikabhav, Yatari Bhav are there. And also in the English of Nectar of Devotion, it is also there. So if we learn this and then read
that thing
in that way, that this is the how it is being developed, that will help us greatly.
Certainly. Certainly.
There is one explanation in anubhav about chapana and sita. In anubhav, at the beginning of think it's in 20. There are two words called citta and
what?
Japana. That anubhav divided into two. Just at the beginning of chapter 27.
Beginning.
Yeah. After the definition of anubhav and udvarsha. There are symptoms of anubhava. Symptoms of categories of
symptoms. Here it is written. जिनके द्वारा रति का बोध कराने वाले इन जैव धर्म उद्भास्वर नामा लक्षणों को अनुभव कहते हैं. By seeing this, we can judge that what is in sattva.
It lists symptoms of anubhav, dancing, singing, so many things. And then it says these symptoms have two categories. One category is called citta.
Citta.
Yes. And the other category is called chepan.
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 Where?
In this book, it is just on the second page of the chapter.
27th?
Yeah, 27th chapter, just on the second page.
At the beginning, Rajanath speaks, then Goswami speaks. First conversation. Rajanath speaks, then Goswami speaks, and at last, maybe near end, that is
where he is telling about sattva.
No, before.
Before sattva.
Just before.
What?
Right after he describes.
Udasha. Citta means shivering, and it translates to shivering, and chepan means convulsion.
Tetana. To throw out. Chepan?
Chepan is, says when there is, in Nectar Devotion here, it says when there is dancing. When anubhav is through dance, it is chepan. And when it is through
seep or chepan. Take. And what thing? This is clear. Chepan and Shanti. See.
Categories?
These are category of anubhav.
And what is the difference in the category and the concept? One one, it seems like the example that she is coming, yawning or singing, and the other is the body. One is mouth, the other is body.
Well, I think
it's not clear what is the quality of an anubhav that will place it in one or the other category. The quality of the anubhav or characteristic of the anubhav that will place it in one or the other of the categories.
Anubhav dancing is in one. Anubhav singing is in another. So if we read the other anubhav, we should understand why it would be in one category and why in another.
Chepan means to move. Those things which denotes moving, that is called Chepan. And sheath, when by sound or anything, inner. शरीर की उत्फुल्लता when body becomes उत्फुल्ल very pleased by loam, by this
loam harshan
and haddi becomes different.
Yes.
It comes here and this comes here. And sometimes become like this. So many anubhavs. But here, in world, these are seen very, very few. It has been seen in only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this book, he has not described what consists of seat and what shapan, and they may be of another kinds. So many. But these are not seen in sadhakji, so he has not described. There are not only two. They may be of so many kinds. He has only described only two.
He's only described two categories.
Because it is seen in the world. But there may be so many of kinds. That are only seen in Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So has not described all these things.
There are many technical things about Satvika Bhava. So I think next time we will study more, and then we will ask those.
You can. Snigdha.
Yeah.
What is called Snigdha? What he has written?
Snigdha is moist.
No. Snigdha, Sattvic Bhav.
Like wet.
Isn't
it? He says...
When
moist means
when Krishna Sambandhi Mukhya Rati
direct Mukhya is direct
comes on a Sthayi Bhav, then it is called Mukhya Snigdha Sattvik Bhav. What he has written?
When a mind is overpowered by any concentrated thought relating to Krishna, that mind is called sattva, pure. And the emotions arising out of that pure soul are called sattvika bhava, which may be divided into three different classes, snigdha, digdha, ruksha.
And then?
What is the nature of snigdha sattvika bhava? Snigdha sattvika bhava are of two kinds, direct and indirect, mukhya and gona.
Take.
Where undivided attachment to Krishna principally and directly overpowers the mind, that state of mind is called mukhya snigdha sattvika bhava. Stiffness.
Like
stiffness.
Stambha. Stambha means
body.
Chupchap. Stambha. Shved. Shved means coming out.
Perspiration.
Water.
Yeah, water comes out. And they fall under the category of mukhya sattvika bhava, direct, pure emotion. When love for Krishna indirectly tends to excite emotion in the mind, that emotion is called gona snigdha sattvika bhava, indirect but pure emotion. Pallor means when the
color
goes.
Different kinds of colors.
Hoarseness are the two indirect pure emotions. If any emotion other than the direct and the indirect emotion occupies the mind, in that case, lukewarm means not hot, not cold. Lukewarm, pure emotion is born, which is also conducive to love for Krishna. Tremor, shaking of the body, is the symptom of lukewarm.
What is called?
Tremor.
Tremor.
Yeah, like earthquake.
Quake.
Earthquake. Tremor is not used for body ever. Quaking, maybe.
Quaking.
Shaking.
Shaking.
Shivering.
Shivering. That is shivering.
Yeah.
Shivering is most...
If any person who looks like a devotee, but who is devoid or without love for or attachment to Krishna, feels an emotion of joy and astonishment after listening to sweet and wonderful stories of Krishna, that emotion is called ruksha, or dry.
It is clear?
Yes.
It is clear. Then?
Then how is pure emotion born? And then Goswami Maharaj says, when a practicing devotee, sadhaka, his mind is saturated with pure emotion, submits itself to the breath of life, it is then excited with abnormal conditions which externally manifest itself and bring about extraordinary changes in the body, stiffness, again, stiffness, are among such unnatural conditions. So then it gets very technical.
Okay. Achha, then we will see you next time.
But you want to ask this other question?
Anything more?
Yeah, there's just one more question.
Take it. वो बाबूजी का शरीर गड़बड़ शरीर चल रहा
है.
In chapter
22.
In this book, it is on the just at the beginning of the third page in this book.
The third time Babaji speaks. The third time Babaji speaks.
What?
It seems to explain there that the pure consciousness of the soul is a combination of chit shakti and tadini shakti. So is that tadini shakti, is that inherent, is that within the soul?
Try to understand that thing. Kripa Siddha. This. Hladini Angusambit. Max Suddha Sattva. And it is always, it lives in Ragatmik Jan. Ragatmik, you know?
Ragatmik, yes.
Jasodananda, Lalita Vishakha, Sridham Madhumangal, these are parikar of Krishna. In their heart, Ragatmika bhakti is always there. And that Ragatmik bhav is combination of Ladini Sar and Sambit Sar. Sambit means bhav, gyan, and then bhav. And hladini means ananda. Bhav and ananda, mixing. And by following them, the parikas, the action, activities, qualities, and pastimes, and serving of Krishna by them. So when we a Raganuga Bhakta follows the activities of Ragatmik Jan, then by the grace of Bhakta and by the grace of Krishna, that thing Sattva, Shuddha Sattva, combination of Ladini and Sambit, comes in the heart of devotees, Raganuga Bhakta. Then it is called bhav in first, and after that it becomes prem, sneha, man, pranay, raga, nuga. But first, when it comes, descends in the sadhak heart, it is called bhav. But you should know that the organs are in